Joe and Vern. Someone stepped up? Brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at kclend.com.
Like, that's silliness. Like, at some point, you have to get past kid stuff and not hide people's clothing. Right? A guy goes to the bathroom. You know my stomach wasn't settled right after those eggs. A guy goes to the bathroom to make himself feel better by dumps. And you...
God, we get it. Everyone knows what the bathroom entails.
And by that point, you go and start hiding my scarf.
It's not even your nicest scarf.
It doesn't matter. It's mine. Nobody told you to go put... Because then if I were to go and get stupid and start... You know, hiding people's...
Sir, didn't do anything. This is all me.
Hiding people's caps on tires and stuff. Then I would be the ass.
No, you're always the ass.
It's ridiculous. You get such enjoyment out of it. What, testing me to see if I'm a real scarf lover?
Yeah.
That's
or
stupid.
If it was an elaborate troll, because that's what I think you would do. You would dedicate this kind of time to trolling people. Now I know it's the real deal. You really are that accessory guy.
I'm not... It's cold. It's 32 degrees with a real fill of 27. Good God, I have a scarf. Don't mean you going to go over and touch it. Sucker. You shut up, Dusty. You know what time it is. Hey, Vern.
Show, good morning. We are almost there. Almost to Sunday, past this tune-up against the Arizona Cardinals.
Look forward to the challenge of playing the Cards. They're a good football team, and with Byron, we have the utmost respect for Byron. I do personally. I think he's an up-and-coming coach there that someday be a head coach. Always are honored to play in front of our fans, and we know they'll be out there and cheering for us, and that's absolutely a 12th man there for us. So.
Thanks, Andy. That was heard here live on Show and Vern yesterday, Vern. All right, listen, I'm not gonna BS with you. We're not gonna try to come up as a show with, and they might, this one might look, nope.
No.
There's not a chance in God's green earth that the Chiefs are gonna lose this game Sunday. No. Not one. Mm-mm. Nope. But however, I would like to pose this thought. If we agree there's no chance that the Chiefs will lose to the Cardinals, there's no trap game, none of that. Okay? As I told you, I feel 10 times more confident than I did about the Bungles game, which I guaranteed you they would win. And, of course, they did. However, though, all hands on deck early in the game. It's 10:02, baby, but you got to participate on Show and Vern. Protein House. Eat with a purpose. Text line 69306. Serta. Vern, how many turnovers would it take for the Cardinals to make this game a one-possession game? Remember, the Chiefs beat the Broncos 30-23. That's a one-possession game. How many turnovers would it take for the Cardinals to keep this game one possession? Because the Cardinals are one of the teams, there's about four or five teams in the league, Vern, that I believe cannot win a game without somebody helping them. And I think the Cardinals might be the best. They might rival the best. They have to be one of them. So how many turnovers? For me, five. Five turnovers, and one has to be a score for this just to be a seven-point ball game.
Two got to go to the house.
Oh, God, two.
Yeah, two have to come back for points for the Cardinals, because we know the Chiefs are putting up 30, at least 30.
38.
I'm going to go on the low end and say 30. Let's say miraculously Josh Rosen leads the Cardinals to two touchdowns. Where are those other two coming from? You need two more to make it a one-possession game. Two have to come from the defense, and both would be from a fumble recovery.
See, you got so someone's texting in five plus. Someone said six. Don't say five plus. Be specific.
Six with at least one pick six and another one that's in the red zone that turns into points.
Yeah, Pat's not giving up a pick six. You need four fumbles.
See,
four fumbles.
Pat can throw a pick six. Now, I mean, I think he damn near did against.
Yeah,
see,
well,
for me,
he had no.
For me, though,
one interception,
see,
four fumbles.
For me, I'm not at six yet. I'm not at six. I'm at five with one coming back to the house because I think the Cardinals do have some playmakers defensively at Chandler Jones, the pass rusher, who I could see getting some pressure, and then Pat Peterson is on that team. So I feel like maybe there's something there. And David Johnson with this Chiefs running game, that's what I'm saying. Like the Chiefs defense combined with some of the playmakers, I don't think it has to be six or seven turnovers or multiple turnovers for scores. I'd say five and a score. Just to keep this, not to win it. If you missed it, there is no chance. Not one. Not any chance that the Chiefs lose this game. But we're trying to figure out how many turnovers it's going to take for the Cardinals to make this a one-possession game. Seth, was it 8 points? 8 points. How can they pull that off? What's the line in this game so far?
First I saw was 17. I don't know what's
17?
Happened.
17? In the NFL.
It was 17 on game. It was 17
this is
on
Alabama?
Sunday. No, this is
Cardinals. I know it. Like, what is it? Like, Alabama.
It's still 17.
It's still 17, according to Steve Slater.
Like, I don't think you're thinking this through.
8, 4, 7, 9 turnovers.
Yeah, I don't think you're thinking it through with the only one defensive touchdown. The Cardinals don't even average 14 points a game.
I know they don't.
I mean, but I keep going on about these playmakers. They need two.
I'm talking about defensively. I'm
they
saying
need two to like, go to the house.
Like David Johnson is decent, and he's good. He's actually not decent. He's good. And with this run defense, you might be able to slide some stuff. And like I think the Chiefs defense can maybe push that uptick up a little bit. I'm going with five. Five and one of the house. You're at six with two to the house.
Five with two to the house.
Five with two to the house. And then, I'm not even saying no injuries. Like, they have to play awful bad in terms of turning the football over.
Yeah, I don't understand why they don't trade Salvador Perez. I mean, Kansas City's got no chance of winning again Salvador Perez is over the hill. Why don't they trade him right now? He's got a reasonable enough contract. Trade him and get something for him. I mean, I mean leadership for rebuilding is great, but go get a journeyman guy who's a good leader, not your like, a good catcher that could help a playoff contending team that could bring back, you know, two or three pretty impactful prospects for you. So if I'm Kansas City, I'm moving Salvador Perez, but it doesn't even sound like it's a consideration for them.
That's former Mets GM Steve Phillips, courtesy of the MLB Network Radio. Excuse me. Like there's two sides of me when I think about Sal, and it's one the Royals fan, which says to me, "Yeah, man, I want him to be here his whole career. I want to see 13." Will be the next number that's hung up there. And then there's the other part of me that is the other half that's a sports fan and just like a person who likes good people. This is hard to say that almost hopes Sal gets traded. And gets traded to a good situation. Like I can think of several teams that really need a catcher that are going to be in playoff contention, that the Dodgers, Grindahl's going to be a free agent. That was a problem spot for them, especially offensively. The Astros, the Red Sox, who won the championship, the Braves. Oh, God, to see him with that young group. Like, is this hard to explain? Maybe if this is understandable, Vern. Like, even more than what he does on the field in terms of being a defender, winning another gold glove, coming up with big hits, showing the power that he has. Man, the thing that I think about Sal is the joy and personality and the fun nature that he plays with. And I would hate to see that zapped from him. And it felt like you see him getting into it with Tim Anderson over stuff Sal would never get into it with anybody. You can see that starting to zap from him last year, using losing all those games. Like, I would hate for him to turn into Jose Guillen on the field. Like, I want to see that zeal and zest for the game from Sal. And, man, this team isn't going to be winning for a couple years, and he's going to get older. And I just – there's that other part of me that wants to see Sal playing in games that matter and the brand to grow.
I just know that in his – well, first of all, I know that last year was difficult for him. He spent much of the first half of last season figuring out how to handle himself, how to lead, how to talk about this team, and how to act inside that clubhouse. But I know in his heart of hearts, as he kicks it with his new wife and family down in Miami, when he hears that from Steve Phillips, he's thinking, if he's honest with himself, man, that'd be great. I've done all I can do in Kansas City.
And he'll always be remembered as a Royal.
Oh, without question.
Like, for Sal, what's Sal's best chance to get to the Hall?
Go to New York or something like that.
L.A., go to a team that is in games that matter.
Yeah, throw three extra rings on your fingers. Win another two or three. That will help your candidacy, even though I don't believe he any longer is going to end up in Cooperstown. I will say this. Looking at the contract of Salvador Perez, more than $11 million this year, and then he starts getting paid what he's deserved, if not overpaid, making more than $14 million in 2020 and 2021. They should entertain it. I understand that leadership is only as good as the numbers that you're putting up on a regular basis, but the kind of drive, the kind of energy that Salvador Perez brings to that clubhouse, man, I'm willing to part with just about anybody. Salvi might be the one mainstay that I want to stay here in Kansas City, and that is solely selfish.
Yes. Because
your point is right. Salvi's best interest is to go to a winner and to get on the national scene, because if we're honest with ourselves, with what 2019 is likely going to look like at Kauffman Stadium, anywhere else might be an upgrade. There aren't too many steps backwards from where this Royals ball club
I think obviously it would help the team, as you talked about and Steve Phillips did, but for me it's just more of, like, I can't think of an athlete that I've ever covered or an athlete in sports that I would not want to see their presence and their zeal and their fun nature zapped away. And I feel like, Sal, that might be the case with him coming.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.